enough hugs before we leave. Not enough books before we sleep. Not enough popcorn on movie nights. Shooting stars and fireflies. Hey, 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 but it's alright. 'Cause we are enough. So, so, so enough. You and me, that's all we need. We are enough. So, so, so enough. Nothing less and nothing more than who we are.
Who we are.
Who we are.
Who we are.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Catherine Bonine. She is the director of Hope Christian Preschool in Hastings, and we're very excited to get caught up with her and hear about a fun event that they have coming up. First of all, how have you been?
I have been great. How about you, Maureen? How have you been?
You know, I've been well. Thank you for asking. It's all good. And I am anxious to hear about your event. But first of all, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you?
Okay, well, my name's Catherine Bonine, as you mentioned. And this is my second year as the director of Hope Christian Preschool. I have a background working with deaf and hard of hearing students, as well as hearing students prior to coming to Hope. And yeah, I've just really loved and enjoyed working with our preschoolers this year, and feel so blessed that this school year we have been able to remain on site and we have not had to go to distance learning this year. So that's been an amazing blessing.
You know, I bet that has, and it's nice to have the continuity for the kids as well.
Yes, yes. They thrive on that, and it's been good, I think, for our teachers, too. You know, us adults, we like consistency, too.
Absolutely. Catherine, how did you know that getting into to being a director of a preschool was going to be something you would be interested in?
Well, as I was learning about deaf studies and learning about communication and the importance of communication with all children, especially from birth to age 5, I just realized that there is so much that goes on during those early stages of development. And it just kind of became my passion, especially for literacy in the young ones, and to be able to not only educate the students, but also parents on how they can read to their kids and how that actually has a huge effect on their education later in life.
Explain that, please.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of the 30 million word gap. And that has to do with parents of children ages 0 to 5. And those that are read to, those that are talked to, they end up having a much higher vocabulary. They end up being able to read easier. And I don't know if you realize this, but when you are able to read easily and understand what you're reading, it actually makes other subjects easier because you don't have that barrier. If you already have difficulty reading, then any subject is going to be hard because you're reading the instructions to understand things is going to be difficult and challenging. It might make it not as fun, whereas someone might really enjoy history, but if they have to read history, then they're still going to struggle, even though that would have been something they'd love. So having a great foundation in reading gives you a great foundation for all future learning.
You know, what do they say? Grades kindergarten through third grade, you learn to read, and then third grade and above, you read to learn.
Right, right. And third grade is such an important year. If your child's in third grade and reading at a third grade level, then you know that they're just going to be so much more successful than someone who's struggling. So we want to catch them early and make sure these kids are getting all the experience and exposure to reading, to print, to books, and getting all those early reading skills that they can.
So it's all tied together, isn't it?
It really is.
What do you think Hope is doing well?
Well, I think we are doing well with reading. We are doing well with exposing our little ones to print. It's a big thing to know, hey, words mean something. They have a meaning, and that's something that happens in preschool. Or even we encourage parents at home, when you're writing a grocery list, let your kids know you're writing a grocery list. Show them that, oh, I'm writing the word banana. We're going to pick up some bananas, and let them know that when you write, those words mean something. And we do a really good job. We make sure we have large print around the classroom. We're writing things out, even though it's things obviously they can't read. We're exposing them to that. We're doing read-alouds. And when you do a read-aloud, you really want to make sure you're asking questions about what you're reading, because now they're going to really get, oh, I need to think about this. I need to think, oh, what is going to happen next? Or what do I think about this character? How is she feeling? So I think we do a really great job with that. And, you know, we also do a really great job with socialization, because that's a really key thing for the preschool age as well.
And why is that so important, please?
Well, at this age, this is when they're developing their social skills. So it's really important for them to be able to understand how to read each other's emotions, how to know, oh, I said something and my friend has a sad face. That means what I said maybe hurt her feelings. It really lets them know how to interact with each other, with teachers, with adults in their life. And this is right now when their brain is developing those skills.
At Hope Christian Preschool, what is the age for your preschool? How old are the kids, please?
Yeah, so they need to be 3 by September 1st to be in our 3s class, and then they need to be 4 by September 1st to be in our pre-K class. Occasionally, we will make an exception, especially for those that are so close to that September 1st date. It's just kind of I talk with the parents and we talk things out and find out if, even if they are a little too young, if the preschool would still be a good fit. But mainly 3 by September 1st, 4 by September 1st.
And what about potty training? Do they have to be potty trained?
They do. For our preschool, they need to be potty trained when they start.
So I'm sure you have a lot of kids the summer before that are in boot camp.
Probably, yes.
Oh dear, I remember those days. Catherine, tell us a little bit about this fun event that you have coming up.
Yes, so what we are doing, we are having a registration event for next school year, and it is called a blind date with a book. And so we are going to do this event, and it is by appointment only because we are being very cautious with COVID. So you can go on our website and register. And what will happen is the parents will come in with their child. You'll be led to a table that will have beautiful little packages. The child can pick a package, unwrap it, and inside will be a book. And while parents fill out registration paperwork, their future teacher can read them a book. And we're also going to include a few other things in there, stickers and Play-Doh and stuff like that, that they'll get to take home as well.
That is so sweet. And that's a great way to keep kids occupied where their parents are trying to fill out paperwork. For people that don't know where Hope Christian Preschool is, can you tell us, please?
Sure. We are on Michael Avenue. So our address is 16898 Michael Avenue.
And really, for people that have driven past, it's kind of almost across the street from like the South Pines area, the Tuttle and that area. Mm-hmm. It's not that far out of town. No, so this is a great opportunity. So do you have openings right now?
We do have openings. In fact, we just signed a couple kiddos up just this week. And we do have two openings in our pre-K class and about 4 openings in our 3s class right now.
And how can people go about finding out more, please?
Yes, you can either check out our website, which is hopeofhastings.com/preschool, or you can give me a call, and our phone number is 651-480-2417, and we can have a phone conversation about it, and I can answer any questions anyone has.
Catherine, tell us about the sizes of your classes.
Yes, our pre-K class is at the most we'll take is 20 students. And then for our 3s class, the most we'll take is 13 students. So a little bit smaller of a class.
And what typically are kids learning in the 3s versus the 4s?
A lot of it is very similar, but it might be presented in a slightly different way. But we're still working on some letter recognition. We're doing colors and shapes. We're definitely working on those social skills. We're working on those early literacy skills, learning about books and how to turn through books. And yeah, it's very similar from 3 to 4. And we're also working on, you know, fine motor and large motor. So kind of an array of things.
And how long are kids in school, please?
Our day is from 8:30 to 11:45. And then for parents who need it to have their children at school a little longer, maybe both parents work, we do have after-school care that runs from 11:45 to 6 p.m.
Kids have an opportunity to take a nap then, I take it?
Right, yes. The kids will take a nap after lunch.
So Hope Lutheran Church has been around for a long time. Tell us a little bit about Hope Lutheran.
Yes, actually, Hope Lutheran Church, I'm not a member of the church myself because I live in Red Wing, so I go to St. John's Lutheran Church. But Hope Lutheran Church is a wonderful church who automatically makes you feel like a part of your family. I have been so welcomed in, so loved on, and just made to feel like I fit right in. And that kind of is how they are to everyone. If anyone has a need, if anyone comes to visit, they just really are great at showing how much they love and care for their members as well as the community. They have, right now they are having in-person service if you register to come, because they are only doing 50% occupancy. Or you can watch online, and those links are on the website.
So this event, again, Blind Date with a Book, can you give us the dates and times again?
Yes, the dates are February 25th and 26th from 1 to 6 p.m. And it's kind of cool. We are working with a bookstore in Red Wing called Fair Trade Books, and they are so awesome. We got a $250 grant to get books, and they told us, you know what, don't worry about it. If we go over your budget, we are going to just donate the rest of the books and make sure you have as many as you need. And then also a local Minnesota author, Jacqueline West, she has donated some of her books that she's written. And it's kind of cool because those are middle grade readers. So when parents are registering that they're bringing their preschoolers, they can also, there's a spot that says that they're bringing other children with them. And if they give their name and age, we'll make sure that they get a book to take home as well.
That's pretty cool. How did you get the tie-in with this best-selling author?
She's actually my neighbor.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, we live across the street from each other, and we just moved into our house last year, and it's been almost a year ago, and we met, and we have all the same values as far as literacy goes. She knows how important it is to get books into the hands of children as early as possible.
That is a great story, Catherine. That's pretty cool. Let's talk more about the kids that you see every day. There is nothing more refreshing than 3- and 4-year-olds. And they have no clue of what's going on in the state of the world. Don't they just wear their heart on their sleeves and they're cheerful or they're crabby, depending upon how they feel like being that day? Tell us about the kids that you interact with.
Oh, we have some really great kids and families at our preschool. And, you know, at the beginning of the school year when we were looking at the new regulations and things and how we're all going to be in masks, we were concerned that, oh, maybe they're going to be worried or maybe they're going to be afraid of their teachers. And you know what? By that time, the world, we had all been wearing masks for quite a while, and they just roll with it. They just go with it, and the masks don't bother them that we're wearing them, and it's just kind of become the norm, and the kids have not changed because of COVID. They are still wonderful, loving, free, caring children, and it's really refreshing to come to work and have that. So it's been wonderful.
And like you said, to have a bit of normalcy.
Yes, definitely. To have that normalcy and that you get to go to school every day and see your friends. You get to play on the playground and color. And it's been, I believe, a help not only to our students but to our staff as well. It's really nice to be able to come to work and do what we've been called to do, which is to educate the little ones. So, yeah, it's been wonderful.
Well, we hope people turn out for this great event. It's called Blind Date with a Book, and it's at Hope Christian Preschool, which is located on Michael Avenue, just off of Highway 316 in Hastings. And the event is February 25th and 26th from 1 to 6 p.m. It is by appointment only. Again, how can people sign up, Catherine?
Yes, they can go to our website, which is hopeofhastings.com/preschool, and it's right there on the very first page.
And might they give you a call if, in fact, they want to chat with a live person?
Oh, of course, yes. And if there's any problem signing up, if you maybe are not technologically friendly and you'd like me to sign you up, we can do that over the phone as well.
Love that. And what's a good phone number?
It would be 651-480-2417.
Catherine, such a delight to chat with you again. Continued success with your program, and I know people really speak highly of Hope Christian Preschool. It's a great place.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for calling in today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Our guest today was Catherine Bonine. She's the director of Hope Christian Preschool in Hastings, and this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Not enough kites to fill the sky, not enough trees for us to climb, not enough ice cream or sunny days, time for us to sing and play. Hey, 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 but it's okay, 'cause we are enough. So, so, so enough. You and me, that's all we need. We are enough. So, so, so enough. Nothing less and nothing more than who we are. Not enough hugs before we